episode 27. Always 5 o'clock. We'll be back. It's your boy, D-Black.
Daddy here.
Chip Tech,
like,
why y'all laughing?
Because like, we just started going live like 4 weeks ago, but you always say you going live like we don't post it.
Chizzy Chad coming to Benty. Yeah, y'all like that coming to Benty.
All right, look,
all right. I'm gonna tell you when you was going on your rant last week, and he just this Chizzy Chad.
Yeah, <you're laughs> <funny. laughs>
I was like, all these niggas sound like they tired of my
shit. Yeah, it was because you weren't going nowhere with it.
I wasn't. Yeah. When I was listening to it today, I was like, yeah.
Hey, look, real shit, though. I got a question.
Okay, hold on. Before you pose your question, let me preface it. What?
I thought you were about to ask me where 5 o'clock at.
No.
Okay. We'll save that for later on.
Absolutely. So I got to preface it with this is just this interlude.
All right. So let's just say we're all young men. We've had out.
How young? Oh, like right now, present
day. Right, yeah, okay. We're young. Let's just say we've had our fair share of fun.
Right.
Let's just say we're like 40, 45. You done built your life with your lady, your man. serious business though, like you didn't build your life, your kids growing up, you know, shit like that. You're happy, you're married.
Right.
And then a kid comes to you and says, look, you're my dad. Such and such is my mom. I want to build a relationship with you.
You watched that episode of Martin today?
No, I didn't. What would you do, Chizzy?
Fuck that little boy.
Fuck the kid.
That little nigga gonna have to scoop.
He gonna have to scoop?
Yeah, back. No. I don't know. That's tough. A crazy scenario.
Tough.
How old is this kid?
Let's just say he's old enough to where it doesn't jeopardize your relationship. Like, his age doesn't match up with your relationship.
So he was born before you was with your...
Yeah, your significant other.
I mean... At the end of the day, I would have no choice but to.
You got a goddamn choice.
It's like love.
We know where you.
You got a choice.
We know where you land.
Yeah.
Like I said, at the end of the day, I would have no choice because of how I'm wired.
Mm-hmm.
But to step up, you know what I mean. Oh, I hate that.
I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
No, I'm about to say because the way I'm wired, yeah. That kid.
I know. I thought you were about to say I got my daddy's blood in me.
I hate deadbeat daddies.
Huh?
I hate deadbeat daddies.
I'm a deadbeat daddy.
You wouldn't technically be a deadbeat, though.
Well, but if at that point
you
that
said
should
no,
happen,
yeah.
And then I'd be like, boy, fuck you.
Boy, fuck you.
Get gone.
I'm with you.
So you going to build a relationship with the kid?
I would.
I say no.
Here's a twist, though.
Uh-huh.
What if the lady you're with say it's either the kid or her and
that's what the second question I was going to pose. But yeah. But like, because I honestly, Black, I know where you're leaning. You're going to take care of that kid.
I mean, I wouldn't say take care because at that age, he should be grown and self-sufficient. He or
yeah.
she.
Yeah.
You know, so I would look at it as they're just trying to establish a relationship with their father, you mm-hmm. know. And maybe meet their other siblings.
On some Teresi shit?
Nah, Teresi was on some other shit.
Yeah, it was on some other shit.
But that's the way I would take it. But yeah, I wouldn't deny that child that because, you know, for however many years it was, their mother denied them of telling them who their mm-hmm. father was or whatnot. So I wouldn't want to do the same thing.
Fuck that kid.
Knew it.
Fuck that kid,
now,
man.
Let's put a spin on that. Now, say... You and your lady been married or together for 25 years, but their child is 20.
Fuck the kid!
Not possible. It ain't mine.
Hey, you ain't taking a chance or anything.
No. All right. I'm going to have to kill myself.
Yeah, just like somebody else, I know.
Oh.
You crazy.
But seriously though, let's just say, like you said, your lady says it's the kid or me. Even though the kid has, like, the timeline of the kid or her does not matchup. You know what I mean? What, where are you leaning? That kid is just now getting there, and she's been there for 17, 18 years. Right. Now, where you go with
it? So with me, my take on that is, first of all, I wouldn't even want to be with no woman that's going to put me in that type of predicament.
Right.
Where, 100%. You know, we've been together for 18 years, and this child is 24. You know, like, clearly this happened before me and you were together.
Right.
You know, so for you to come in and after 18 years and say that, you know, it's either me or this new child that you know nothing about, like, I feel like that's very fucked up for a woman to say, honestly.
I feel like the motherly instincts in her would encourage you to build a relationship.
Absolutely, as it should.
Right. I mean, like, so who we judging? They're judging the bitch, right?
Absolutely. The female, yes.
No, the bitch. Woman.
Wow.
She's a bitch for that. She's a bitch for that. Let's be real.
Make you choose?
No, I'm talking about the bitch that didn't even let you know you had a kid for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about y'all women. I'm just saying, like, the bitch that literally kept a kid from you for 20 years. You know what I mean?
That's wild. Because at the end of the day, you're not doing nothing but hurting that child.
Right. Fuck that kid. Seriously. Anyway. Nah, I'll probably take care of the kid, kinda. But the daddy in me wouldn't let me not.
But like I said, if you've been with that woman for your woman for 18 years, the kid's 24. By the time that kid's really 24, if he's reaching out to you at this point,
he just want to know you.
Absolutely.
It's because he graduated college and can't find no job.
Nah, he came out. He need networking.
Sorry, bitch.
He do find a diary. He had to find a diary. His mama probably dead.
Yeah.
Oh, did 23andMe. I don't know.
Right. I don't think that's how it works.
DNA.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
They tell you a whole lineage, don't it?
Does it? I thought I'd just tell you what you be on. Like, if you Irish, Jamaican, and chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, you want it.
Nah, you shaped like a chocolate chip cookie. But anyway.
From where?
You say he double stuff.
No, y'all didn't know.
No, y'all didn't.
That's a compliment.
No. y'all bisexual.
But y'all got way too much dip on y'all chest.
So let's go into the next.
The bitch, right? Don't cut. Now you cut him off last
year. He did though.
Yeah. He didn't end it on me. Fuck you mean? All right. Y'all ain't safe.
So look.
I know I ain't safe.
Love languages. I believe all of us at this table have done the love language test, which lets you know, what your love language
is. That shit is a scam. Go ahead.
Nah, but honestly.
No, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to go first and I'm going to just give what my sign was, and then I'm gonna say whether or not I feel like it was right or wrong.
You're Pisces, right?
Huh?
Oh, no, Mom, sorry.
You said Pisces. Nah, so my love language came out to be words of affirmation, and I think that was dead center. Like, it was right on the nose. What about you, Justin?
It was words of affirmation.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
Okay.
I think most men is gonna be words of affirmation.
It's because we do so much that we don't get nothing back.
Unless you a diva ass nigga,
no,
and you want gifts and shit like that. Yeah.
Now I want to be touched.
Acts of service.
I like acts of service.
What kind of service?
Can y'all be civilized for
mouth service? Yeah, like
just one time, just be civilized.
Nah. No, but now, like, you're right, though. I think all men is going to be worse at affirmation because a lot of times we're the giver.
Tell me I'm doing a good job.
Right,
tell
exactly. Me,
you're proud of me.
Because a lot of bitches just think you're supposed to know and not.
Or you're just supposed to do.
You're just supposed to do, and they don't have to reward you or tell you that you're doing a good job. So.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, it's times where, you know, just saying thank you means everything to me. You
right.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
or shit, just if my lady fart, just say excuse me.
It could just be farting. You know? Just be. Look, she did say she had to shit the other day, and it kind of bothered me, like, just to say it in the house.
I love you, baby. Say excuse me. But no, before, like, where's the affirmation, though? Like, I mean, to me, that's more than a gift to me, because that when you say things like thank you or I appreciate you, I love you, those type things, to me, it goes much further than... Mm-hmm. Any possession, you know, any gift you could give.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it feeds your ego.
You think so?
Yes. Okay. Her telling you thank you makes you have that feeling of I'm doing the motherfucking thing. I'm killing this boyfriend shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is. Yeah. It's just watering your ego, feeding your ego. It makes you feel good. Yeah, I'm providing it.
Because if you don't, then you're going to be like, damn, I ain't doing this shit exactly. Right. Yeah.
So on the flip side of that, if she's not doing that, or you know she's you know saying negative things, then
is it
her killing your ego, or is it her just trying to bring you down?
You gonna take it as somebody trying to bring you down, because honestly, you gonna be like, damn, she always got something. It's always something wrong right. with her. Right. Not with her,
right.
But
yeah,
like
never doing right. anything right.
You're never doing positive anything right. Right. Yeah.
Which and. It ends up damaging your ego.
Right, and that's exactly. why people like Justin are polyamorous.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, because this is what I feel like it's not many necessarily her damaging your ego. I think it's just her taking...
Constructive criticism?
No, I think it's her taking you for granted.
Okay.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Because, like...
They look at it as constructive criticism.
Oh, you're supposed to do that. Yeah. Why?
Right. Or the little things don't matter.
Right.
Mm. Until you actually got to do those little things yourself.
Right.
You know, because there's many of fucked up niggas out here that ain't doing shit. You know what I mean?
And they me.
You know what I mean?
Winning.
Yeah, weekly. Absolutely. Yeah. And they winning. You know what I mean?
Weekly.
Yeah.
Daily.
No, let's pipe down. All right. I was playing.
But I
feel you. I know me personally, I've been in a lot of situations where it was never anything positive. It was always negativity coming my way, even though I tried to do better from the last time. Because honestly, I feel like all relationships are learning experiences.
Absolutely. Always, though?
Always 5 o'clock. Always 5 o'clock. So what?
You're going to have to start taking some culpability in some of these relationships.
SAT word.
I'm just saying, like, it can't always be the word.
I'm going to look that up, yeah. No, it's not always. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know I ain't shit. But I just know I've been in situations where I was taken for granted.
And not only that, but when it's constantly negative, 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 and nothing positive, then you're going to take it as, damn, man, she always nagging. That's what it turns into.
Right. You're doing all this right shit, and there's just like nothing. Like, you just, nothing being said or nothing, no thank you. And
one time you fuck up or didn't do
there
something.
There you go.
Absolutely.
It's an issue.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, you never acknowledge my positives, but you always call out my negatives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that shit affects a relationship, honestly.
In effect.
Like, whichever man, you know? Like, if there's a man out there and his, like, love language is gifts, he's bisexual. Let's go ahead and put that
actually
out
last place. That's last place for me.
That was mine, too.
Don't give me shit. I
mean, it's nice, but yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. Look, what were all five on words, affirmation, gifts, acts of service,
physical touch, and quality time.
Yeah. I mean, I do want some physical touch. Yeah. And some quality time. I don't want no gifts, though.
Gifts thing.
Or unless you want to give me neck.
And that's the act of service. That, and quality time.
I need all three of those.
That's saying thank you. That's
words of affirmation. That's all five love languages.
Affirmative action.
Woo! Boy, you stupid.
But, yeah. What? Receiving gifts was last for me.
That was my last one, too.
Have you, like, really had a girl give you a gift, though?
I just don't. I don't know how to receive gifts, like, at all.
That is my issue, bro.
Like,
what do you mean you don't know how to receive gifts?
Thank you.
No, because they're going to ask you what you want, and I'm going to be like, nothing.
I have everything.
I don't
that I want anyway.
Like back when I was in the dating stages, you know, or, you know, talking to multiple females.
Last stuff week, like you should have got some Andy's clippers.
You got the same barber.
Yeah.
My bad.
Shout out to Leroy.
Yeah, but, both y'all shit.
But back when I was, you know, dating multiple or talking to multiple women.
Last week. Not,
okay.
Whatever. Don't do that because like, he lived with it.
I'm sorry.
No, but like.
It's a joke.
Like, you know, a female would ask me, okay, what you want for your birthday, what you want for Christmas,
or whatever. Nothing.
And I would always be like, nothing, because I always felt like.
You ain't gonna give her shit back.
Right. I felt like if I took a gift from a woman, I was obligated to give a gift back.
Right. And then they'll tell you, you don't gotta do nothing back, and as soon as you don't, remember I got you.
Absolutely.
Give me that 2K back. You got a legend edition. No.
Absolutely. So that's why I understand what you said when you say, you know, you don't know how to receive gifts. And I honestly don't need it. That's just like me and my woman had a conversation the other day. She was like, what you want for Christmas? I was like, I don't want nothing.
We should have said your two front teeth.
Cat.
Initials on it.
Yeah.
Oh, now. Nah. I unplug all this shit. You had to start it with but I was like, nothing. Because, like, we both got goals and shit that we want to do when I get back from my deployment. So I'm like, look, just stack your money, pay your bills, or whatever you got, and, like, let's just move forward like that. Even though I said that, I'm still going to get her something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're going to send her some Roberto Cavalli shit.
Yeah, you're going to buy her bag.
You're going to buy her a bag.
Military niggas love buying women bags.
And chargers.
Oh, and chargers, yeah.
And chargers.
Yeah. I got a Nissan, so she can't get no charger.
Does she drive a Honda Civic?
Hella Honda Civic nice, though. It's
I don't get off my woman. But look, when she brought her car into you that one time, I said, damn, why this shit all the way back, seat low and everything? the tire pressure sensors was all like, I took it to Chad.
Damn. We not just going to pile up on Chad.
This nigga just came from
here.
What? I'm going to get your ass.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that was me.
But Chad, we haven't heard much from you about the love language and shit.
I mean,
does your woman appreciate you?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, mine is words of affirmation. Like Derek said, just tell me thanks. Shit. That goes a very long way for me.
Even on little shit, right?
It kind of motivates you to do, all right, I did this little thing. Let's see something else.
Let me step it up a little bit.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
I like the toilet seat.
See what you did. You know, we'll do. I'm not
let me
much.
Rinse the spoon off.
I don't know how to receive gifts. Like
exactly.
Even growing up, the only gift I would ever get really was from my mom.
Okay.
Like when I was very young, and you know, my dad used to like be around for Christmas. Nigga, just give me some money and be like,
"That's
do you think?"
So I don't know how to receive gifts. I never know what I want. I buy myself everything I want anyway.
Right.
I don't need nobody to buy me nothing. So I don't know what to tell you. Buy me some cologne. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, a pair of socks. I'll take it. Whatever.
I just.
But I think the second one for me was actually touch.
You horny.
Yeah.
You should be getting fondled.
Oh, ooh. He right victim.
Paul
Stable. Where the little doll at? Like, where she touch you? Nah, seriously, I'm sorry.
My bad.
I like to be touched too. Even like now, I know like. yeah, all that. I'm with all that. Like, but now, like, I feel you though. Like, not even like on no sexual shit. Like, rub my head. You know, yeah. Rub my belly. I'm a fat nigga, just like you. Like, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? They're like, hold me. Like, I you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
it's nice to get cuddled sometimes.
Hey, yeah. I want to be the little spoon.
You ain't nobody. You an ice cream scoop.
Yeah, you a freak. You nasty. Like, you real nasty. But not like, by figure, Chad. Like, No quality time, or you just rather not be around?
Why?
I try to start some shit.
Yeah, quality time you, rank though.
How, no quality time, or you just quality
time. It's third for me. For me, it's second.
It was third for me.
That's third for me, I believe.
But it was.
I think that comes from me coming from a situation where the quality time wasn't there enough.
It was either third or
fourth. I'm not. I'm just being
hurt. Hurt people. Hurt people.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I hurt your feelings.
Yeah, they say something like, "I thought it is that what it says."
It's hurt people. Hurt. People.
I thought it burn people. Burn.
What you talking? What you calling me?
I'm just saying, like,
you fire Marshall Bill.
Damn, that was that your
hot boy.
Somebody get Julian on the line.
Man, y'all go ahead, man. What's the next? So,
top five fighter fed.
I was. About maybe 2 weeks ago, I was
starting and putting out fires.
Man, look,
shout out to you, Jew.
Oh my god!
So, look, about 2 weeks ago,
and he
right?
No CPR. And
holy shit,
he gonna bring you back. No way. But look,
he gonna bring you back. About, yeah, go ahead.
About man. 2 weeks ago, I was ready to say that Snowfall was a better series than Power. And then this shit, this latest episode came about, and I was just like,
Tommy put in the cheat code for Grand Theft Auto.
Unlimited ammo?
Absolutely.
Did he change the mag during that shit? He changed one mag, bro.
And shot 217 bullets.
Yeah, facts, though.
Proc didn't go out like no bitch, though.
Yeah,
he tried to bust.
He just ain't got no accuracy.
Like, I mean, he's a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Tommy
should have been shot and killed, like
easily. Like
that nigga ain't moving, ain't ducking, like
because he wasn't expecting for Proctor to shoot back. And then so he got up and shot that first time. Tommy said, like, you know what I mean? Like, like, bro, like he should have been dead, like easily. You got mafia bones in your body. You couldn't shoot a nigga.
We on power. Justin, this is your second time to shine. We need you do five, do three. Top three people that's gotta die.
Vincent's first.
Why?
Vincent kidnapped my mans.
Tariq
is my man.
He's gotta die.
What's Tariq has done nothing wrong.
Two weeks ago you said Tariq needed to be killed.
No, I didn't. I this whole season I've been on Tariq's side because I love the man he's becoming. He's becoming Ghost.
He's gotta die for the way he says Ghost.
Ghost. But I just love the way Tariq just went up to Ghost and said, the drug selling drugs got you this nice outfit and plucked this collar.
That shit was.
Yeah, that was like real gangster.
Disrespectful.
But like Vincent gotta die because Vincent, for one, like I said, I just feel like he say nigga a lot. Like I just feel like Mooley comes out of his mouth a lot. And plus I just don't get why they make him out to be a bad guy. He's not. He just doesn't seem tough to me compared to like all the other people that Ghost and Tommy had to go after.
To me, he's really not tough. He just got an army behind him.
Yeah, who's the army? We haven't seen these motherfuckers.
Man, bro. That's it.
We haven't seen them.
We haven't. But we ain't seen nobody with, what's my other Serp? What's his name?
Serp.
Jason whole clique.
I seen three people with him, and Tommy one of them.
True. But now, second, it's got to be Sax. Sax should have died in the first place.
Yeah.
But Sax, the reason why I say he had to go, like I tried to give him some leeway because I felt like he was doing his job.
Nah.
But what
he's
I'm saying is
manipulating a lot of people.
But that's what I'm saying. He's got sloppy and pretty much got a lot.
He just wants Ghosts.
He just wants. That's what I'm saying. He in the little fake Angela bitch. Like I'm starting to like her a lot more
now.
Yeah.
She knows Ghost is
no because she's sexy the motherfucker. Like she just not got sexy.
But she can't talk though. You ever
she can't talk. Yeah.
She on my mind.
Yeah.
But it's only been out of all of them, like, well, I'm not gonna say all of them, but between the little sergeant, the junk that's on the task force now, her and Donovan, they were the only ones that was like unbiased and like, look, we going after whoever.
Donovan, the black
guy.
Dude,
yeah,
the one that
kept saying motherfucker.
Yeah,
bro, when he was on that stand.
You need to shut your motherfucking mouth,
bro. When he was on that stand,
he ain't give a damn.
Yeah, like, but now, like,
he ain't give a damn.
Bro, he said, "Fuck you." You up here running your motherfucking mouth? You shut the fuck up.
I said, "Damn, Donovan."
Bro, he went out like a G2.
He looked
but
like
anyway.
Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Shut up.
He does, or be black.
Oh my god! Nah, but now Sax has gotten sloppy to the point where like he's getting people killed.
He's obsessed.
He's trying to do anything
to get ghosts, and it's getting motherfuckers dead. Absolutely. Like you gotta look at it from like even from like a third person point of view.
Getting them dead.
Proctor wife died because of him.
Proctor
died because of him.
So who?
Marissa, that little bitch is fine too.
So who's your number one again?
Vincent.
Okay, and then it was.
Sax.
Okay.
Cooper Sax.
My number one.
Lala gotta go.
That's gonna be number three. Number three.
Really? So Lala, Dre's not in your top three.
Dre ain't doing that this episode the way
Dre,
he is.
Dre's a whole
no,
bitch.
The thing is, no, Dre is double crossing Sax.
Dre's a whole
bitch. He is.
So last episode, because
ghosts know that Dre is giving Sax info. Did y'all not see that in the last episode?
Yeah, but then he also double crossed him because Ghost went to pay that bitch off, and remember he had the FBI coming.
And he was texting Sax the whole time, like
he about to kill this bitch.
I think Ghost knew that though. That's why when I think he kept looking through the back mirror and
he saw it. But I also think that's why he gonna take her out.
Ghost is playing Dre because Ghost know that more than anything, Dre wants to be the biggest fucking drug dealer and whatnot.
Biggest goddamn drug dealer in New York City.
Those were his exact words.
Yeah.
So
you know where that came from, right?
What was that?
Tasha said it in season one.
Shakespeare.
Gotcha.
The fuck up talking to me. Dre
is the biggest bitch because
he's number four.
He sat there and shot Donovan on like some G shit. And then he got in the fucking boardroom
and cried.
And cried like a bitch.
But no, but like he top five, but he's not in top three to me.
He top three.
Lala got to die, but just because of the way she went in that goddamn store and tried to stunt on Tasha. like she won't just borrow bags from this bitch.
Did you see that ass?
It's fake. I see her shaped like a Mexican back in
2003. She like Lala shaped like you.
Nah, she shaped like me.
Nah, she shaped like a weed pipe over here. Like back in the day. Like she was top heavy like that. Like Lala's trash. Like now I really don't. I don't like Lala. Her acting's trash.
She just need to. She's fucking TRL. That's it. Bring it back.
Man, that was like damn. DC got fired from that. But anyway, but no, but like
did he really?
Yeah, he been got fired from
Why
that.
Why he got fired for?
I mean,
I thought they just got rid of the show.
They probably did. Yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't seen that shit.
But now my issue is like Lala's fucking the game up. You know what I mean?
She's about to.
She's gonna die. But the reason she's fucking the game up, like
prayerfully she does.
Yeah. What?
Prayerfully.
Oh yeah. Oh, that she died. Yeah. Okay. Got
we
it.
Need her gone.
But anyway,
I would much rather Tasha get smoked than Lala.
You right? I want Tasha to die, but just for the simple fact that like she just think she just
Tasha knew how to say no for one time in her life.
Tasha fucked
to my AB.
Yeah,
AB. AB was about getting that ass. AB was about getting that ass.
I can't do this.
Yeah,
bro. I said what?
Tasha fucked shit up from season one, episode one, when my nigga was just trying to get out the fucking game, right. And she was like, no, why you fuck you in to get out? Like,
can we be real? All this is Ghost's fault.
A lot of it is.
Don't pin it on that, man.
80% of all this shit is Ghost's fault. 20% of it is Tommy's fault. Tommy got to die too.
Yeah,
Tommy, you can't trust. Like this proves you can't trust the white man, no matter how hood he is.
And this is why.
What?
You the white man?
I know one thing.
I'm white from the waist down. Everything else.
If I hear Tommy say cancel Christmas again.
Like that annoys you too?
Yeah.
Like I actually
I kinda hate that fur coat he keep wearing.
Tommy allowed to say nigga.
You think so?
Yeah.
No,
in real
not.
Life he ain't
last gonna... season Tommy could have came to the cookout.
What cookout?
Like the beginning half
like
of last
the,
season.
The hypothetical cookout.
Yeah. No.
I just seen that nigga on an episode of Chicago PD too.
Say what?
And yeah. He was a cop too, wasn't he?
Nah, he was a ruthless motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't see him playing nothing else, right? Like, he won't play anything.
He typecast now. Yeah. He can't do nothing else.
Like,
Tommy.
Like, for me, Ghost can't play nothing else either. I've seen
yeah,
him.
He can.
No, you can't.
I seen some shit the other day where the nigga was playing a fucking.
That Madea movie, right?
No. Oh. The nigga was a poet.
I can't take him serious. Because next day here, he was the same nigga, too.
Nigga was doing like stand up poetry.
He probably stand got up poetry. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I really I really loved that episode though, because it was, it showed the different sides of everybody. It showed that gangster shit of Tariq, but it also showed him getting that little white girl out of there. He didn't have to get her out of there, but that was really nice.
The shit with, matter of fact, I take that back. The bitch that Tariq was fucking with, she gotta be in your top.
She was number five.
She five?
She five. She's five, bro.
Nah, bro.
Cause like I said, Lala got to die first, but Lala's a little deeper than that. The little light skin girl is five because
we're cash it.
You putting Lala over her, bro?
Yeah, putting cash at the top.
No, but like she set the nigga up.
You know it's fucked up, bro. I still want to fuck that little girl though.
Bro, she's 16.
She's 22.
Real life.
I looked it up.
Like you're ready.
She's 22 in real life. But now, but what's there been it though? She fucked up. I wonder who she texting. Who y'all think? Jason?
I don't know who
she Jason texting, kid.
The girl?
Nah,
Jason. No, yeah. I don't know. She mixed because that curly hair ain't nigga shit.
I don't know who kid she is, but bro, she got to go. She's in my top three.
She top three?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was very fucked up. I mean, he know it too. Cause you saw like how when he was walking out, he saw the queen fell on the chessboard.
Absolutely.
Like, I love Power, because they do little subtle shit like that a lot of niggas didn't catch. Now, you remember season three, we was in New York at your daddy's house. Rest in peace. And your daddy ain't dead. Yeah. And, but remember, we were watching that episode where Greg died, and he was the one who caught, like, damn, Ghost put his hand on the window. We was like, man, that ain't going to be shit. Then he got caught with his hand on the window. Yep. Like, they do little subtle shit like that. Niggas really wouldn't catch, but then it's like, boom. Damn. You know, it got her. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that from Charlotte though.
She gotta go, bro.
She do gotta go.
She gotta go.
You think she gonna die? Oh, you know who?
All the Tommy henchmen gotta go. All them.
I fuck with 2-Bit. 2-Bit been around for everybody. He down for whoever.
You want to tell the one that look like
that's nigga with the afro and the glasses?
No, that's Spank.
Spank funny.
Yeah, Spank funny. 2-Bit doing the big chin.
Rich Homie Quan.
Yeah, Rich Homie Quan. I fought with him. I fought both of them two niggas.
No.
Grimace is the one that get
that on. That nigga can't act for shit. Y'all talking about Lala?
Yeah.
That nigga acting this.
Grimace is the tall one.
He the one that look, he like a big version of you.
He look like a one that watched tables in
he look like a tall version of Jamal Clark. That's who he look like. Rhino. He look like a tall version of Rhino, bro. Real shit.
Go ahead, bro.
Like, that nigga can't act for shit.
He can't, bro. He can't.
He's way worse than Lala.
He not. He played his part. They give Lala too many lines.
Too many lines. You gonna walk
in. They making her too big of a part. I think that's because they making her too big of a part to die.
I hope so.
You know who gonna take her out? Vincent.
I hope it's Tommy.
You think Tommy's gonna kill her?
You think Tommy gonna kill her because of Ghost? It's gonna be Ghost of Tariq.
Tommy killed all his bitches.
And you know what? You're probably right, because Tasha kind of foreshadowed that by saying, you know, don't get over your head like Holly did. Then when she was in the car with Tommy, she was like, it's the same way you felt about Holly. And he looked at her like.
So what do you think Tommy love language is? Because he's probably impossible to love at this point.
His love language is acts of service. Like, if you ain't doing that for him,
you better be down for me, and I mean it.
Right, bro. That kid better die.
Cash.
Coin, whatever.
I didn't say coin.
Currency, whatever. There you go, call that little boy. He got to die.
De Niro.
Ain't been seen since. He was stealing money out the purse.
Nah, remember, he was fucked up like the last episode. Yeah, like somebody beat his ass.
She went outside.
Yeah, her little lame ass.
They should have beat her.
She went out there looking like a goddamn bumblebee. Thinking she going to whoop ass.
Speaking of lame as fuck, bro, let's talk about this nigga Antonio Brown.
Man, he ain't that lame, bro.
No, hold on. Because it's 53 other niggas is lamer than him. They all wear the same uniform and they all play in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
damn.
Every single one. Well,
damn.
Well, it's 106 because Pittsburgh the same.
Yeah.
But they got a practice squad, too, so.
No, that is. I thought it was
the Miami Hurricanes and there's nothing to you.
Now we're talking about the Miami Dolphins.
Bro, they scored 16 points in 3 games and gave up 174.
God damn. Do we got them on our schedule?
I hope so.
Damn.
We going to go play.
Didn't you say your dumb ass started back over Patrick Mahomes because you just looking they were playing Miami Dolphins?
I said I got Patrick Mahomes playing Baltimore Ravens, which their defense has been playing good. And I said I got Dak Prescott on the bench. They're playing Miami Dolphins. This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, shut your stupid
ass. Bro, you still a fan of the Dolphins?
Don't leave them.
I'm a fan of the Patriots.
even what they did to AB? They're doing him dirty.
AB farted in the nigga face.
He farted in that doctor's face and laughed. let's be serious.
My bad.
Man, y'all.
I seen the video on Twitter.
My bad, Doc.
Yeah, he's a fucked up individual.
The marathon continues.
Here's my issue. Not my issue. This is where I understand him, but he know the rules. Like, his money is guaranteed, and he's not getting it. That's where his issue is. I get where they're not, because Robert Kraft said it'd be a cold day in hell if I signed that goddamn check. Like,
after the shit that he said about Robert Kraft, though.
Either way.
Come on, then. If you're an owner and a motherfucker come out talking shit about you, getting hand jobs.
You know, what's crazy? The NFL is almost like the slave trade, and it's becoming more evident now. And I see AB's point of view from that. Like,
they need to support his behavior.
I do not support his behavior, but I understand. I understand like what he's saying about the guaranteed money. I don't condone nothing he did. Sexual assault is a very serious offense, even though I don't think he did it. But I'm the type, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. You love me.
Black gay.
Chump.
Hey, go ahead.
But seriously, just like how the NBA has changed their own, it's not owners anymore, it's governors. You know, it's serious, right?
Yeah, it's really, masters.
It's like, you call it the board of governors and all that.
That's dumb.
But the NFL would never go that route because they are slave owners. Like, they slaved those black, like the 70% of the black men that are in the NFL. That man had $9 million guaranteed in his contract. That's supposed to be guaranteed no matter what. And he can't get it because he gets released before Monday. Mm-hmm. But he was supposed to be guaranteed. It's supposed to be guaranteed money, which I understand. But my issue is they told that motherfucker not to text her or have any contact with her, and he still did it. I don't understand why he think he's above everybody.
Dumb ass. And my thing is, I look at it like this.
He an open locker goon, bro.
He might be worse than Josh Gordon.
He's not worse than Josh. No, he is way worse than Josh Gordon.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the worst.
Josh Gordon just can't stop smoking
weed. He has an addiction. That's totally different. An addiction is something you can't control.
And he has mental issues too, like anxiety, depression.
So to me, it's like Antonio Brown. Not only are you just a wide receiver, you are black. Just being real,
your margin
cannot expect
is low.
It's very, very right.
You cannot.
I don't care how good you are. Yeah,
absolutely. You cannot expect to go around the NFL or whatever and be able to get away with the same thing that a Ben Roethlisberger can get away with,
which is unfair. But
it's unfair as hell. If you think about it,
three summer streak.
Think about what Ben Roethlisberger did, and
think about what Tom Brady did.
Look. What Tom Brady do?
Man, he wore them Uggs.
Man, stop. Right. But look, I'm not even using Antonio Brown as an example. Think about what Ben Roethlisberger did compared to what Michael Vick did. They put Michael Vick in jail for damn near two years for fighting dogs. Motherfucking dogs.
At a house that he owned.
He wasn't even there.
To be fair.
It's crazy. Those bitches is more important than the bitches that Ben Roethlisberger raped.
To be fair, Ray Lewis still stayed in the league.
Because he shut the fuck up.
Because he killed that man.
He shut the fuck up.
He shut the fuck up.
It was proven innocent.
So did Ben Roethlisberger. He shut the fuck up.
But what I'm saying is,
he did it three times, bro.
So did AB.
But AB ain't shut the fuck up.
He didn't shut the fuck up.
That's the issue. Like, you can't go around here thinking you're going to get away with every fucking thing, and then you're going to boast and brag and talk shit about these motherfuckers that's worth billions of dollars.
Didn't you say
Come on.
Somebody said AB got CTE.
He got something because his mom fucked up.
My man re-enrolled into college.
And he did it to the way he be tweeting.
Central Michigan University.
What
he going back for?
North Carolina.
PE.
Yeah.
North Carolina Central. I got no sympathy for that man. None at all.
And let's.
He probably gonna pay for his degree cash though. I mean,
and that's fine.
Going there with a stack.
Yeah.
Let's look at
part on the chances.
Here's my thing. I want y'all to look at it from this perspective too. I was talking to my cousin last night. Shout out my cousin Wayne, and we got to realize this is a nigga who came from nothing.
Bro, it's a lot of people like
no. Let me finish. I mean, when I mean came from nothing, homeless, got molested as a kid, and he got to where he came from. You know what I mean? Yeah. Six round picks usually don't make it. That's your Tom Brady. Right. He became one of, if not the best wide receiver in the NFL off of trying.
Right.
So I don't expect any less of this from him. You know what I mean? But he don't know.
His behavior is inexcusable.
It's not excusable. It is inexcusable. But it just doesn't surprise me is what I'm saying.
Sounds okay. Like you're okay. Making
you know who you remind me of.
I can understand
that. I'm not making excuses. It just doesn't surprise
me. Okay, because I was going to say, like, no matter what he's been through, what he's going through, like, nothing justifies his actions.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because I was on his side till they told him. I was on his side till they told him not to hit the bitch up, and he still did.
In a group message.
In a group message on some intimidation shit, like, hitting goons up, like pretty much hitting goons up, like, look, here's such and such. Send a picture of her and her kids in there, like, this is who she is. Look her up. I'm like, wow. AB, you wild.
You wild.
And my thing is, he's in the one organization that doesn't put up with shit like
that.
You know what I mean?
Organization that traded Randy Moss, Ocho Cinco, all these while they're 30 years old.
Right. And can still play. Technically, he's in an organization that may condone that type of stuff.
Actually, he's in an organization where you got to be the class at 8 o'clock in the morning.
They had Aaron Hernandez, and he was a certified killer.
Fuck yeah.
They found out, and he was gone.
No, they never released him.
What? They released the fuck out of him.
Okay.
As soon as he got arrested, he got released.
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah, I remember watching that on TV that day.
I didn't think he got released.
Yeah.
But
anyway. Shout out to Aaron Hernandez. Rest in peace.
I have no sympathy for that, man.
No, not at all. He's a dumb. Like, come on, man. Like Shannon Sharp said, $30 million guaranteed as a signing bonus. How you fuck that up? I don't care if I got to say yes or massa. I'm gonna do what I gotta do.
I care.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But the way it's
integrity.
I'm gonna go get that check.
Absolutely, man.
You'll sell dick for 30 million.
No. y'all crazy.
I ain't even talking about.
Luckily, the camera was not there.
I ain't even talking about that extreme shit. Y'all need to talk about.
I mean,
I'm just talking about shutting the fuck up. Come on now.
Just a second, dick for 30.
I don't care how much I disagree.
30K? You give me
30K.
I'll think about it.
But real shit, like, all I gotta do is be professional, right. Go to practice. Wear a fucking helmet that is approved, you know. Like, come on, man. It was dumb as fuck.
It was real diva of him. Like, and like I said, one point I got it. Then I was like, and after a while, you get to the point where you're like, maybe he wild. And then, like I said, when I saw the text messages, I was like, he fucking up. Like, you know what I mean?
And I know Steelers fans right now are like, yes, we glad we got.
They shouldn't, because they 0-3 with no first round pick.
You're right.
You're right. But listen.
It's not like they traded. They gave away a first round pick with him. They gave up a first round pick to get a nigga named Devin Bush, who may be the future.
Mika Fitzpatrick. They gave a first round pick to them for. I'm talking about the Steelers. They gave a first round pick for their safety.
Mm-hmm. They did. So what did they give up to get Devin Bush? Because they traded up to get Devin Bush.
Like a third round pick. They traded their first round.
The third round pick that they got from the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
So we got like three or four first round picks.
They got three this year, two next year.
Y'all are still in there probably.
Y'all gonna fuck it up bitch. Somehow.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, y'all gonna trade for
drafting a goddamn offensive guard from Florida State.
I wouldn't draft. Shit. I wouldn't draft shit from Florida.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's how they get bad. They gonna
pick two of first, and they gonna try to pick an offensive lineman to replace Laramie Tunsil, and then they gonna pick something on defense that's gonna make sense.
They gonna pick a wide receiver, his frat brother Darius. What's his name? D Walk.
Nah,
Walk don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Nah, he about to get famous off his kid's Instagram page, bro.
Yeah.
Watch. Hey, people, stop making your kids Instagram pages. I'm sorry. I don't feel like it.
You got a little vendetta.
No, it's not. Because, well, the other day, I'm on Instagram, and they keep telling me to follow Javonte Kidd. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Like, no offense. Love you, Javonte. Kind of. But, like, I'm not going to follow no 4-year-old.
Chill, B.
Just being honest. Like my little sister is 12, and she has an Instagram page, and I keep denying her a request. My shit's not made for a kid.
She know you live a double life.
She know I'm fucked up. I'm just saying, like,
about that dude.
What dude, motherfucker? You the only gay nigga here.
No, I'm not gay.
Like, Justin just posts, like, ignorant shit. A lot of inappropriate things. That's the problem.
Right.
I mean, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Because you're paid.
Right, exactly. But, and also, like, I follow, like, 1,500 people. A lot of them porn stars. I don't want
to
be.
Shout out to Roxy Reynolds.
Man, shout out to Tiana Trump.
Her too.
But I don't want to be seen.
Jasmine Cashmere?
I miss her.
She retired. How you retire?
She don't want to suck dick no more for money.
For money.
But my thing is, like, so I don't want to be looking at ass and then look at your kid. Like, no, that's going to fuck me up. I'm jacking.
So
and
speaking of which.
My dick's off.
The dude jacked off 56 times.
In a way, he jacked off.
Ain't no way.
24 hours in a day, that's 2.5 times an hour. I can't jack out 2.5 times a day. My dick just ain't got
nothing. Ain't nothing but air coming out after the third one. And the third one hurt.
It don't hurt. It just be empty. Like, it's like, you ever seen that? You ever seen that gun and it say bang? That's what my dick be like, that third nut. That's why a bitch be like, I want to go all night. For what?
Ain't no way.
What you want for me? What do you want for me?
We might as well drive to New York.
We get shit up
for this. I ain't got it no more, bro.
Nah, but look, back on some NFL shit, man. Let's get some predictions out there. NFL MVP, who y'all got?
Patrick Mahomes. Right, no question.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Did he get benched?
Definitely Mahomes. Yeah, definitely Mahomes.
Did y'all watch the game yesterday?
Wait,
crazy, man.
Him and the Ravens?
Yeah. Ravens and they thought it was going to be like the start of something new, and they made Lamar look average.
So, AFC, NFC champions, and the Super Bowl champion. Who y'all got?
Patriots.
I got the Chiefs this year, bro.
It's either I'm still going Rams in the Super
Rams,
Bowl.
Baby. Yes,
you really
sir.
Y'all really think y'all got it? Rams. Y'all almost gave that game
away
for y'all yesterday.
And I'm on record saying this, golf is not the solution. If it wasn't for play calling, he wouldn't have got his money.
Speaking of golf, you still don't like gay people this week?
I never said I didn't like gay people.
All right, anyway. So NFC is kind of.
He just don't care.
He
like
just
golf.
Don't care. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Man, it's not gay.
Anyway, it's transgenders, right?
I'm not interested.
It's all the people in the crossword puzzle.
Right.
Crossword puzzle.
Polyamorous. But seriously, NFC is kind of a toss up to me. There's a few teams that I feel like can make it.
The Panthers.
No, okay. I'm not even front.
Without Cam, yeah, they can.
Giants.
No, I like Danny Dimes. They barely
they look good
against the Buccaneers.
Against the Buccaneers, just like with we, us, they may seem like Kyle Allen had a great game.
The Buccaneers,
yes sir.
We play for the Buccaneers. All four of us,
right? Yeah, I'm Jameis Winston. Like the fuck.
One shot.
Nah. Vince Wilfork. But now, like, you got, like, the Saints, the Packers. They're all 3-0. The Cowboys played the softest schedule.
We beat
the Saints 2-1.
And they lost Drew Brees 9 weeks.
They can make some shit shake. That defense and special teams look good against Seattle yesterday.
I can't wait for them to take a step back.
Teddy Bridgewater ain't look too bad.
If you take
away, he didn't look too good. That's the problem.
Right. Yeah. If you take away that defensive touchdown and that special teams touchdown, they lose the game.
Right. But that's hindsight is 2020. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Can't argue that.
Yeah.
Can't
so argue you got NFC North is no team in that. Like I said, the Packers, that's it.
The Vikings are good.
You think so? Kirk Cousins is trash.
It don't matter. They got DC4 in that back.
The Bears are nasty on defense.
Dalvin
Cook. Are they winning right now?
When I left the house, it was 21-0.
The Bears getting trash. They are one of the worst teams in the NFL, too, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the CIAA.
The Steelers is the worst team in the NFL right now.
No, it's the
Dolphins.
You
cannot
talk.
It's the
Dolphins.
It's the Dolphins.
It's the Dolphins. It's the Dolphins.
Fiends up.
Somebody said $75 to call two plays. It's still that's how much the tickets cost.
Hey, they got the Ask Madden app.
Yeah, call two plays.
I was watching that Dolphins and Cowboys game. Okay, they playing some defense. They rising to the occasion. The next thing you know, it just got ugly. Like, I was like,
it got deep black.
Yeah.
Julian Davis. Yeah.
He knows CPR.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. But now, NFL season.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, something wrong.
I got Rams and Chiefs, man.
I got Chiefs
taking it off.
You know what?
You picking the Chiefs over
your squad? Just being realistic.
If my team
the Chiefs
is
crazy.
Jared Goff is looking ass. Todd Gurley is probably averaging like 10, 11 carries a game. Yeah, they really not getting.
But his yards per carry crazy though.
You got the good man to rock.
I really didn't see much from him this past week.
But that's because Cleveland defense. The Browns defense is like that. It's just they do a lot of penalties and shit.
Their whole secondary was out
and it made Jared Goff look average.
Absolutely,
because he's not good.
But here's my thing though. So you got the Chiefs, like real talk, that score looked close for the Chiefs in the Ravens game. But to be real with you, if you watch the game, their first three quarters, they kind of dominated, even on the defensive side of the ball. It's just they always go soft in the fourth quarter because they up 21.
Yeah. And not only that, but I looked at, I watched some of that game and then I watched some of the highlights of that game as well. Lamar Jackson had a couple plays that were just lucky as fuck. Like he just threw the ball up in the air and the receivers got
caught it.
Like against a good defensive team, that shit ain't going down.
Is he the most athletic player we ever seen in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Lamar Jackson?
Absolutely.
You giving it to Mike?
I'm still giving it to Mike.
It's because you're a VA nigga.
Probably so.
Hey, quarterback?
Any position.
Any position.
Well, now, Odell is the most athletic nigga ever in the NFL. I don't care about
who's the most dominating player you ever seen?
Aaron Donald.
Easily.
And it's not even close. Easily. Right? And 12 niggas passed up on him. He was the 13th pick. Yeah.
Crazy.
And he's all because he's 6'1", 280.
And the thing is, I think this is week 3 that just passed. He's only got one sack. But is it because every fucking play he's being double teamed?
Triple teamed. Yeah. But, I mean.
But I'm kind of glad he's getting double teamed, honestly, because Clay and Dante Fowler Jr. are eating.
About time.
Feasting.
Yeah, Fowler was pissing me off.
Yeah, he was. Which I hope he stays.
Don't Clay Matthews look like he molested?
I don't know.
He do, though.
Chad, where is it? 5 o'clock? Hey,
like, oh, my God. What time is it?
It's my time to shine.
Time to go.
It's time to go, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, you Googling?
Cue up Google, because I know you niggas love Google.
6 hours away. Just know that.
Mm-hmm.
Justin 6'9".
Oh. You tell
me? I don't tell shit.
Why did?
Y'all don't want to tell every episode I got 6 bitches, and that's why nobody wants.
And that's if we leaving the other 2 out.
So. That's only because that's going to make bitches want you more.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, you know how
I
go. You
got 6. Nah, I give it up.
That's what I was thinking of. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Let's go.
Where's the 5 o'clock at, Chizzy?
It's 5 o'clock in the Bermuda Triangle.
Eastern Standard Time. I'm tired of this nigga. He always brings some shit down there that speaks some shit we don't know.
The time in the Bermuda Triangle is the same thing. Yeah, like, it's an hour ahead.
It's an hour ahead.
That's even worse.
Just Google where is it 5 o'clock, bro.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Hey, look, D-Black daughter said, yeah, early.
I like that. Said that all the time. My mom was like, where she get that from? I said, the baby.
Then she said, that ain't the baby, that's my baby. I said, whoa. that would be wild.
5 o'clock in Madrid, Spain.
Huh?
Okay.
It's 5 a.m. there, bro.
It's actually 5 a.m. there.
You are.
So
MJ drunk.
It's 5 a.m. in the Pacific Ocean somewhere. It's yeah.
Antonio Cromartie. That's what it says. The Kumite.
That's like right there. That's just a
calamari.
Hey, look, man.
Calamari.
Hey, I got some.
You got some shit? Nah, you do your thing. I brought this in. You take it out.
Okay. Real men ruin lipstick, not mascara. Good night.